WDHDX, Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-Ray, Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff. It's ATG.
Good morning, ATG. Good morning, Mr. Jim. How are you this bright and beautiful morning? Well, high, and then your signal dropped out completely. You want me to switch to the 86? Nothing here. QSY 14686 WDADX.
DMR.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
KC8VSU.
Go ahead there, Toby. KB5ZKO.
And DMR up here.
Yeah, I heard you in there earlier on GMRS. So you got you a new antenna or a mag mount. I guess I heard some pros and cons about it. So hopefully dual band works for you.
The bail thing in the vehicle, and I got one of the little phantom type antennas. So I'm using that. I'm going to try it because I don't want to put the big 5/8 up there unless I have to, for what little I use it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the low profile is the way to go. It just depends on what he was saying about the dual band part. That's the one who had a higher SWR, so yeah, that would be a little bit concerning, but yeah, give it a try. Even if it's unity gain or not a complete match, as little as you're probably going to be using it, it may work for you. Yeah, I would get on some of the consumer reports to find out more about it, see if that's going to be a good investment for you. But you've already got it up there and running it. Let me know how it works out on both bands.
You know, I'm a little different, so, yeah. Okay, talk to you later. I gotta get going here. CVSU.
All right, Toby, have a good one. Be careful out there. Be safe. Looks like the weather's going to be turning nice by Wednesday through the weekend, so that's good. We may see some thunderstorms or some lightning, I think, this afternoon, a little bit of rain, but nothing's here, just some thunder showers. But we can use the rain. It's certainly dry in places. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. Have a good one. Enjoy your afternoon, and we'll be listening. KB5ZJO Mobile.
KC8VSU.
KJFPW monitoring.
frequency and a message. If you receive this message, please check in.
Full copy, KE8SBW.
KF8CMK, full copy. Alright, that was a bit of a long one, but in the real world, we're going to be sending a lot of text in an emergency. Alright, everybody, thank you for attending. I have been recording each of the T-Board sessions, and we'll see how effective they are. If you're interested to see what they look like, please join us for the project night. That's at 5123 North World Drive. That's it for me, everybody, and I want to appreciate everyone staying prepared. This is K-GZ, also known as K-GTC. Thanks for everybody showing up tonight. I'm going to turn over to the chairman of Amateur Radio Club, MeshNet. Take it away. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Before we get started with check-ins, I'll have a few announcements. This is KF8AGY, and my name is Kevin. I'll be your net control station this evening using the club call sign WATCM. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and build our ham community, to communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in our area. The MeshNet and the use of this WATCM repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club in the greater Traverse City, Michigan area, including northern Michigan, as a sponsored club activity. Great.
Net control, your audio level is way down. You're about 10 or 15 dB down from where it should be.
Thank you. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check in to the MeshNet, and welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in tonight. All newly licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in. As I said, before we get started with check-ins, I have a few announcements. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., breakfast with hams at JNS Hamburg, South Airport Road, just west of Garfield on the south side. Also, if you'd like to learn how to use a nano VNA to test coax, tomorrow night we've got a project night at 7 p.m. This is at the New Approaches Center, 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City. And finally, the question of the day, give you something to think about when it's your turn to transmit, is if your life was a book, what would the title of the chapter you are in now be? Check in four groups. First, time-constrained short time stations. Second, family check-ins for those with young hams and families who are licensed and wish to transmit. The third is EchoLink and All-Star. And finally, after All-Star and EchoLink, we'll have general check-ins. We check in one person at a time. I call for a check-in. You send me your call and your first name. I will acknowledge the station I heard, and I'll call for the next check-in. This helps us manage doubles and makes check-in a more efficient process. Thanks for your patience. This is WATCM, Net Control for Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins tonight by calling for short time and time-constrained stations. And because you are time or energy constrained, I'll take your comments after this group checks in. First, short time check-in, please call now.
E8SBZ.
Tony, I've got you. Next, short time and time-constrained check-in, please call.
K-A-H-Y-E, Edgar.
Okay, Edgar, I have you. And next, short time and time-constrained check-in, please call now.
Baker 8, Whiskey, India, Victoria, Tom Cameron.
Okay, Tom, I have you. Any more short time or time-constrained check-ins, please call now.
K-8-B-M-A, John.
Hey, John, I have you. Next short time and time-constrained check-in, please. Okay, no further stations heard. At this time, Tony, go ahead with your transmission, KE8SBZ, and Edgar, please stand by.
This is Tony, KE8SBZ. I hope that you can hear me out there.
just trying to figure out how to get my mobile reg up to high power, and sure, I'm transmitting on medium power. I couldn't get anything from the campground I'm at down at Northern Exposure Mesic area. It's deep in a valley, so I found a dirt road that about a mile and a half, and pretty much uphill, and I'm receiving pretty good from up here. I'm not sure how you can hear me, but I'll make that the end of my my transmission there. And if that chapter of the book is about right now, I'm not sure. I hope that there's always one more chapter to write. So with that, I'm going to give it back to you. You're sounding good out there tonight, Kevin, and keep up the good work. Hello to everybody, including Jeff up there in Alaska. Always nice to hear from you. KE8SPZ, back to that.
Well, Tony, you sound great. You're holding the repeater, and you've got, I won't say full quieting, but you're coming in loud and clear. Sounds like you're going to be looking into that Starlink pretty soon. I know you've had your eye on it for a while, but yeah, dedication, driving a mile and a half just to get a good place to send a signal. So it's good to hear from you, Tony. Hope you're enjoying your camping. Okay, next up we have Edgar, K-A-H-Y-P. Edgar, go ahead with your transmission, and Tom in Cadillac, please stand by.
Okay, nice to be in the net tonight. Everybody's sounding good here on the boat. I had my sailboat in that Holden Dam there several years ago, and I managed to hit a ancient tree that was still lurking just under the water. So watch out for the snags that go on your boat. Anyhow, chapter would be probably making time for all your hobbies. And a special hi to Tom, a voice from the past. This is K-A-H-Y-E.
Well, Edgar, I can honestly say I have not run into any old stumps or trees in my sailboat. I hope you didn't do any damage or didn't flip you over, but I'm sure the sound against the keel probably caught you by surprise, for sure. Anyway, it's good to hear from you. Hopefully you're still sailing. Not tonight necessarily because you're on the net, but hope you're still enjoying the sailing hobby. And yeah, time for all your hobbies, that's an important thing. We don't always get that. Okay, next up we have Tom, WB8WIV, and John, K8PNA. Please stand by.
Hey, Kevin, and thanks for taking the net tonight. WB8WIV, must have a 9 degrees, and we did not get any rain. We did not get a drop here. It thundered. I'm not sure we were going to get a big storm, and it must have gone south of it. But nothing here. Not a drop. Anyway, good to hear you, Edgar. And all out there. Well, let's see. I'm going to be up at Breakfast with Hams tomorrow. I'm gathering at Cataract Surgery. And before I do the surgery, on the right eye, left eye is July the 9th. So I wanted to get up there and see everybody before that happened, and we'll be up there tomorrow. Anyhow, the chapter in my book. Well, I guess the last chapter would be for me at the present time to be continued. I can't complain. Up at Village Point, we just celebrated our 45th wedding anniversary on Saturday, So I guess this is at the end of that chapter in my book. Anyway, there you have it, Kevin. I gotta go to bed. I'll listen to Juan for a little while, but I've got to start getting ready to get up in the morning. Kevin, everybody, have a good week, and maybe we'll see some of you tomorrow. Back to you, Kevin, WACCM, WDA, WYD. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Well, very good, Tom. First of all, congratulations on your 45th wedding anniversary. My wife and I are at 42 right now and looking forward to many more blissful years. Also, I'd like to wish you good luck with your cataract surgery, and it'll be good to see you at breakfast. With that, I will go to John, K8DNA. John, go ahead with your transmission.
Thank you, Kevin. Hello, everybody. This is K8BNA. My name is John at Interlochen, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. I finally got everything out of the way so I can enjoy the club again with you guys on Tuesday night. So I'll bring my Nano VNA with me just because, but I'll pay attention to yours probably because that's where you'll be showing us how to use it. But it was a good day. I went to the doctor today, got my shoulder looked at, and it's healing very nicely, so I'm very happy about that. This book that you're talking about, I like how to books. I'd probably name this chapter something to the fact how to how to deal with the unexpected in my 50s, you know. This shoulder injury was an eye opener for me, but looking forward to seeing you guys there at the club tomorrow night. And if you see Doc Dave, KWPE there, tell him I'll give him a ride. Have a good night, everybody. Back to you, Kevin.
Well, John, that sounds like great news. Glad your shoulder's on the mend. I saw you all braced up for the last few months, and so I can't imagine that was very much fun. Sounds like you've been paying attention to what your doctor's been telling you, moving forward with the physical therapy, so that's a good thing to hear. Also, that's a great title for a chapter, how to avoid unexpected things in your 50s or what to do with unexpected things in your 50s. You got many more years, John, so there's still a whole bunch of chapters yet to write. That's good to hear from you. Okay, at this point, we've concluded our time-constrained short-time stations. At this time, I would like to check in families with hams, either a family ham or families with young children who have recently gotten licensed. And even if you haven't gotten licensed, if you've got a licensed ham in the house, they can have you transmit as well and tell us what's going on in your life. So at this point in time, I will take the first family check-in. Who do we have out there?
KF8DMD, in and out.
Okay, is that KF8DMD, is that Daniel or Eric?
This is Eric.
Okay, Eric, I have you. Do I have any more in the family check-in time?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. My name is Chloe, and we have boys.
Okay, Chloe, it's good to hear you. Next family check-in, who do we have out there? Please call.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, Kevin.
Okay, Kevin, I've got you. Next family check-in, please call now. I got a click on the repeater, but I didn't hear any audio. Whoever was trying to call, could you please try again? Okay, I don't hear any further family check-ins. I will check again one more time after we go through the list. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Delta, Eric, go ahead with your transmission, and Chloe, KF8DMK, stand by.
I think Eric's in and out tonight, K8FTW.
Okay, roger that. KF8DMK, Chloe, Go ahead, head to your transmission, and Kevin, please stand by.
Hello, KF8DMK. We have 4HP, and I have been turning 9 since May. He was born on our farm, and his name is Wolfgang.
Well, Chloe, I think that's a big deal, isn't it? Bringing a new animal into the world like that. That's good to hear, and that's good to hear that your mom and dad have you involved with that. Did you have anything else to say, or was that it?
That's not control.
Okay, Chloe, thank you very much for sharing that great story with us. KD8SBW, Kevin, go ahead with your transmission.
Thanks, Kevin, and hello, everyone. I'm just up here. My in-laws came up to go camping with the family. They're here at Barnes Park. So figured I'd drive up here and hang out for this evening and do the net here at the park. My in-laws and every passerby and everyone else who can see me thinks I'm a lunatic holding up this 4-foot homemade Yagi antenna, but hey, it works pretty well. How about you, Thomas? What do you think?
I think that it looks pretty cool, like a spear. I'm Eric's brother, Thomas, and I like camping. Our baby Jonathan is his first time camping.
And there you go. Back to net from KE8SBW.
Well, that sounds great. You know, there's nothing to be concerned over or people thinking you're crazy. We go out in parks sometimes and we put up a 31-foot pole antenna, and some interested people do come by and say, what are you guys doing? What's this all about? And we just kind of tell them. But, yeah, you're part of a radio brotherhood now, so it's okay to carry an antenna and point it where you need to point it to get your signal. Thank you for that story. Okay, this is WATCM Net Control. I will now stand by for EchoLink and All-Star check-ins. EchoLink was working earlier. I did test it, and I think I heard Jeff from Alaska, so I'm not pretty sure EchoLink is up and running. First EchoLink check-in, please call now.
November 8 Echo X-ray, Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, I have you. Next EchoLink or All-Star check-in, please call now. None heard, no further stations heard. I will come back and check shortly. Jeff, we'll go ahead with your transmission, and I will come back and check for additional EchoLink or All-Star check-ins. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Kevin, and hello, everyone out there. Hope you're doing well. Jeff in Seward, Alaska. Oh, and thank you, Tony, for the shout-out. And also to Mary, she gave me a shout-out on the Hiawatha net last night, and I forgot to give one back. So if you're listening, sorry about that, Mary. But the right now we're at about 45 degrees. We're getting drenched with rain today, and it's starting to let up. We're supposed to have a better rest of the week. And we had World Oceans Day yesterday, so there's a little bit of festivities at the Alaska Sea Life Center in town and around. And today we're doing first aid CPR training for the Park Service Rangers. And that, so their season's underway, and things have been busy on the road by our house going into the National Park. And that, along with some of the racing at night, which the kids are out and getting pretty wild. And the river basin, there's the fires going on and the better weather and people hiking, camping. So it's getting very active again. And the bears are around. But we are making our plans to come to Michigan again end of July, a little later this year. A lot of it's because I'm starting a, going back to my old company, but starting a new position. I'm on a two-week on, two-week off rotation doing clinic coverage out in Port Graham, which I will be out there for field day, and I do plan on taking the rig and stuff, so who knows, maybe we'll connect. Other than that, we have visitors from Michigan and from Minnesota up for the week, and everything else is doing pretty well. And I don't really know of a chapter name for the book right now. I think in a few months we'll be back to school to try to finish off a doctorate. And that's so something in there would be like, why am I doing this at this age? But here we are. I guess we're going to do it. So I hope everyone does well, and I hope you have a good breakfast tomorrow. I'll talk to you. We'll be listening out and talk to you later. I'll back to you, Net Control and ADX.
Well, Jeff, it sounds like there is no shortage of activity out in your neck of the woods. Sounds like you've got a lot of things going on, and anybody who thinks Alaska's a quiet place, Jeff, just let us know that there is plenty to do out there and plenty going on. Jeff, I know you didn't specifically name a chapter, but it kind of named itself when you were talking, so why am I doing this at this stage in my life? I think we all have a chapter like that somewhere. Anyway, Jeff, it's great to hear from you. Hope everything goes well out there. Sounds like you're going to be a pretty busy guy for a while. This is WATCM Net Control. Any further EchoLink or All-Star check-ins, please call now.
WA8LMF, Stephen, downstate in Hazlitt.
Very good. Stephen, go ahead with your transmission, please.
Okay, this is WA8LMF, downstate in Hazlitt near East Lansing. And I will be coming up for the field day. I'll be bringing Studio B, my radio trailer, again. I was in California last year for field day and missed it, but this year I'll be here in Michigan, so I'm coming up. I've just spent the last week and a half, 2 weeks, making this year's upgrades to the radio installation in Studio B, so all the new toys will get their first real field test at field day. And actually before that, this coming weekend, the 14th and 15th, is a doubleheader weekend for AmFests. On Saturday the 14th, I'll be up in Midland at their AmFest and slot meet. And then on Sunday the 15th, I will be at Monroe for their AmFest. So let's say it'll be two in one weekend. So that's the pending events here. This is WA8LMF, back in that control.
Okay, Stephen, very good. Sounds like you've got a lot of stuff going on with your Studio B setup. Please be sure and contact the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club as we're going to be setting up the camping area and some other, we've got a band plan this year, so we'd like to know at least what your plans are for transmitting. With that said, at this time I will begin taking general check-ins. First general check-in, please call now.
Christopher, Kilo, Foxtrot, Ace, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Christopher, I have you. Next general check-in. I'm going to have to apologize. I could not pick up the name of the call sign. Your mission was holding the repeater, but the signal was extremely noisy and bordering on bacon frying. So if you want to try again with your call sign, please do so now. All right, I think we're going to have to come back to you because we get the first second or two of audio and then it just scrambles up. So let me take the next general check-in, please.
Mark, Kilo, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Papa.
Okay, Mark, I have you. Next general check-in, please. Okay, I heard the repeater click, and then there was silence. I didn't hear a call sign or a name. Would you like to try again, please, whoever was calling?
K8WQK.
Okay, Pete, I have you. Next general check-in. No other stations heard. Let's go to the top of that list. Christopher, KF8DMK. Please go ahead with your transmission, and Mark, stand by.
Good evening. This is Christopher, Kilo 5.8, Delta 2.0. So, as you guys all caught on a few minutes ago, I've been working with Chloe a little bit. And how to use that. We've been kind of playing a little bit on the MERS channels. So now I'm trying to help her understand how to sign in and out of a net. And, so yeah, we'll be working on that. Cool things going on around the farm here. As Corey mentioned, they got the 4-H sheep they've been working with every day, get those ready for fair. The other thing is that for the first time in my life, I went to a baseball game with the kids up at Strip Fitters, the homeschool group, the other day. I dropped the repeater. So yeah, that was pretty cool. Never done anything like that before, so I got to eat the most expensive French fries I've probably ever had and hang out with kids for a couple hours. Anyhow. As far as a chapter book, my wife says that I should call this chapter Too Many Irons in the Fire. So there you guys have it. Back to you, Kevin. This is Kilo Foster 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Well, Christopher, I would have to agree with you. Too many irons in the fire. If I was to name a chapter that I'm in right now of my book, I would call it Drinking from a Fire Hose, and have been for the last year. So sounds great. A Pittsburgh's game, I think I'd like to chat with you about that offline. That sounds like a lot of fun. My wife and I have been talking about it for a few years, but haven't made it up there yet. And with Miss Chloe, it sounds like you've got a young new ham in the making. She should probably try for her license next year, or sooner, whenever she's ready. Anyway, Christopher, it's great to hear from you. Glad things are going well on the farm, and I'm sure we'll catch up in the coming days. Mark, KC2ZAP, go ahead with your transmission, and Pete, please stand by.
Well, good evening. This is Mark, KC8ZAP, and just want to say hello to the net here. Kevin, thanks for taking that and doing that. That's it's great that you're in there and you're doing a great job. So let's see. I think I have a chapter here, and I don't know. I'm going to say putting things in order finally. And so I spent some of like this. This early or late winter and springtime, just kind of cleaning up the place, decluging, and making it a little prettier. So, anyway, that's it. So, with that, I'll turn it back to net control. KC8CAP.
Well, Mark, it's good to hear from you. Putting things in order, I think that's. We're going to take all these chapters and put them in a book. That says, what do you do with your life after retirement? Anyway, that sounds great. It's good to hear from you, Mark. And at this point, Pete, K8WQK, Analog Pete, go ahead with your transmission.
Hey, good evening, everybody. K8WQK here. Kevin, awesome job. Thanks for doing the net. Look forward to seeing a bunch of you at breakfast in the morning. One of my favorite. Just miscellaneous news. I was mobile this morning about 9 a.m. in the Interlochen area and made a contact on this repeater, the 86 repeater, to somebody on a base station in Detroit. We had a brief band opening, talked for not much more than a minute, and he started to fade out, but that was kind of fun. Very brief band opening this morning. Oh, what would the book title be? I think I'd name it Find Work That You Enjoy.
Well, Pete, sounds like you had a very interesting thing. I know the Sun's been playing games with us. Things aren't as predictable as they used to be, and to be able to contact down to from where you were at, that's quite an accomplishment. We'll have to take those. And as far as the chapter in the book, yeah, that sounds like a good chapter. They've all been good answers tonight, and it's interesting that we can come up with things fly like that to kind of describe where we're at our stage in life. At this point, I've reached the bottom of the list. I'm going to make one more call for any rechecks or any new check-ins. Recalling or calling people that have not checked in yet. This is WATCM Net Control. Any further check-ins, please go ahead now. Chuck. All right, Chuck, I did hear you. Did not get you. I think it's you. We about a week ago. You probably need to get a heavier duty power supply for that radio, because I think it's that may be responsible for crackling it up. But let's go ahead and give you a try to trim it and see what you can do. Go ahead, Chuck.
Chuck, K8CGD, transmitting from a window close to a direct line of to the repeater in the lithium battery, so behind the window and not getting through. That's all I wanted to do.
All right, Chuck. Well, you did catch and hold the repeater at that point. I did hear parts of your transmission. Sounded like you had a lithium-ion battery in there now. And maybe the radio check issues you're running into may be totally having to do with either distance. UHF will go through the glass window, but if you're not quite aligned with the repeater or far away, and for the wattage you're transmitting with, may have something to do with it. Anyway, good to hear from you. I've reached the bottom. This is WATCM, and if there's any further check-ins to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net, this is your last time to do so. Please check in now.
Zero, Delta 9, Whiskey with the uniform, Kevin.
Okay, Kevin, I've got you. I'm assuming you're either coming in over EchoLink or you've driven up here in secret and you're coming in radio-wise. Any further check-ins? Please call now. That last check-in, you were holding the repeater, but your audio was not intelligible. Could not hear it. There seemed to be a lot of static noise in your signal. Did you want to try again? Okay, I apologize, but that wasn't much better this time. We just heard a lot of interference with your voice interspersed in crackles trying to get in there. So, I apologize for not being able to hear what you're sending. Sometimes it just works out that way. At this point, KD9WWU, Kevin from Indiana or Torch Lake. I don't know where you're at, but go ahead with your transmission, please.
Thank you, Net Control. We are sitting at the north end of Torch Lake, and we made our drive up today. And it's good to hear everybody again. And everybody have breakfast tomorrow, and the last chapter of that book would be better late than never. So anyways, this is
Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform, and we'll be standing by.
Boy, these chapter titles are getting pretty profound. Better late than never. I think as we progress through life, sometimes we're late. Sometimes we don't do things, but if we can manage to get those things done that we want to do, even though they may be a little bit later than we expected to do them, that's always a good thing. Look forward to you. Glad you had a safe drive up to Torch Lake today. I'll look forward to seeing you at Breakfast with Hams in the morning. Okay, at this point, we've reached the bottom of the list. And there being no further check-ins, before we close the MeshNet, does anyone have any questions, inquiries, or comments?
K8CGD, Chuck, new location out of doors, just if that helps any.
Well, Chuck, your signal was much, much better this time. You held the repeater, your audio was clean, and whatever you did definitely made the difference. Glad to hear you. This is W8TCM, Net Control, and at this point, I will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour Net for tonight. Meet again next Monday here on this repeater, immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Parch Net. This is Kevin, KF8AGY. Operating this evening is Net Control under the club call, W8TCM. I will now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments. Good evening to all, W8TCM, and I'll be clear.